In the dance of life, a woman's spirit gleams, a symphony of strength woven through her dreams. She rises with the sun, a beacon of grace. In her heart, a universe, a sacred space. With courage as her armor and wisdom in her eyes, she paints the world with colors beneath boundless skies. Her laughter, a melody echoing with delight, a symphony of resilience through the darkest night. A tapestry of stories etched in every line, each scar a testament of a journey so divine. In her there's a rhythm, a heartbeat pure, a sanctuary of love forever to endure. For she is more than words, more than what I see, a masterpiece of strength, a woman wild and free.
Good morning, and welcome to She Soars, a sisterhood committed to awaken, identify, and releasing the unique woman God has called you to be. As we lift one another up to soar towards improving our lives and the lives of others. Good morning, and hi, I am Elder Pamela George, here to motivate you, encourage you, inspire you each and every Monday morning as we join each other together here on She Soars. Are you ready to soar this morning? You got your cup of coffee, your tea, maybe you're getting ready or on your way to work. I'm glad that you tuned in and we're going to jump right on in and get started. All right, today we're going to be jumping into a new series. We're going to be talking about vision, developing my vision. And we're just going to give you some little tidbits and things this morning to encourage you, to help you along the way each and every morning. So girl, I am so glad you joined us. I am so glad you are here. And make sure you, if you enjoy the show, you can tune in on our YouTube page and join us, where you can buy us a cup of coffee. It's She Soars. That's the name of the YouTube page. And you know what? My tongue's going to get tired sometimes. So y'all, bear with me. You know, the name God gave me, but I was like, okay, Lord, this is like a tongue twister to be saying in the morning, but that's all right. We are here to encourage you and to lift you up. And I hope you enjoy each and every episode that we do together. So we're going to talk about today. How many of you, you know, when it comes to planning, hate to plan? Do you ever hate to plan? Because you know what? Doing the show, it took a lot of planning. It took a lot of time, a lot of prayer, you know, a lot of talking to the Lord to get this show started. But the main thing was that it took, to be honest with you guys, a lot of planning. And, you know, planning is so important. Planning is something that many of us don't like to do. But we have to do, you know what I mean? So, girl, let's talk, okay? We're going to be talking about it. So we're talking about our vision, and I want to get ahead of myself. So let me back up so you guys can know what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about three key elements to writing your vision. And many of us know one of my favorite scriptures is Habakkuk, the second chapter, verse 3. It says, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end, it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry." And that is so true. And for the last year, and this is our year. Oh, I forgot. Girl, welcome. Welcome to 2024. You made it, girl. You made it to 2024. But we're going to do more in 2024. We're going to get some things started. We're going to do some things. So get welcome. Welcome. I see you. I see you getting up to the table. I see you getting your coffee and your pen. You may be driving to work. Take your time. I don't want no accidents, okay? But we're going to be talking about the three key elements to writing your vision. And if you got a pen and a paper and you want to jot this down, the three key elements we're going to be talking about is planning, preparation, and producing. So today we're going to be really jumping into planning. What does the Bible say about planning? Because planning is a very big, huge part of your success, you know, and a big, huge part of the Word of God. And many people don't believe that. And it's so important. You know, a lot of people hate to plan. I've heard that saying, you know what, you know, if I plan something, nothing ever works. I don't like planning anything because when I plan, it never comes out. And you hear all the excuses and stuff. And a lot of that comes from you planning, but you're not executing. Okay. And you're not pushing it. Okay. A lot of times we'll plan something that we may not want to do and we really don't pursue it. So it fails. So that gives us a reason to say, well, I tried to plan, it never works. But did you do something? Girl, did you get it going? Did you really execute the plan? And a lot of times we find out that we don't. So planning is a huge part of our success, and a lack of planning is a common reason for failure. When you don't plan, I'm going to be honest with you. I know I'm a planner. I plan. I probably got a billion planners around my house. I love buying planners. How many of you love planners? I know there's some of you on there. You probably like planner junkies like me. You're buying planners. Some of the pretty ones, the spiral ones, the bound ones. You can find planners on sale. That's this time of year. The year's just started. Get you a planner. And if you don't want a planner, get you a composition notebook. Get you something to write in. Even when you listen to the show, have your notebook back, because you may have, there may be something that's said during the show that you may want to jot down and go back to it and read the scripture again, because I'm a firm believer it is. You don't take every word I say. I'm here to encourage you. I'm here to lift you up, but I want you also to dig into your scriptures. I want you to also get your word and research and read and get more understanding. My job is to encourage you each and every morning as you get up and make sure you have a beautiful day and give you a piece of a nugget that you can use throughout that day. Well, throughout that week, because I know, believe me, and I understand how your day can be so busy. And sometimes you don't get a chance to read your word. And sometimes you forget to pray because you're so busy. You're getting up, you're doing so many things. Girl, I know how that is. And you get busy and you miss out. So sometimes hearing some words of encouragement, some scriptures, can get you going throughout the day. So, you know, that's what we're here for. Let me grab a drink, a cup of coffee, because I got my cup of coffee with me. All right. So planning helps keep us. Planning keeps us focusing on our purpose. Planning helps you to respect time. Oh, my God. One of my favorite sayings is time is non-refundable. Time is non-refundable. We can't get time back. Time doesn't come back. We can't go back 20 years and bring it back here to 2024 and try to redo what we did. Time is non-refundable. So if you're out here wasting time, shame on you, because time is non-refundable. We don't have time to be fooling around with folks, to be messing in a whole lot of mess, to be dibbling a whole lot. So time is running out from, we're getting older. Some of y'all getting older, some of y'all getting younger, as you may say. But timing is non-refundable. We have no time to waste. So if there is some stuff that God has called you to do and God needs you to do some things, it's time to get up and do it this year. It's time to focus on the things that God has called you to do, because you're not going to get that time back. You know, time is not refundable when it comes to your family and spending time with them and doing the things that you need to do. You're not going to get that time back, because they're not going to be, those kids are not going to be 6 years old anymore. They're teenagers now. They're 16. They're not going back to six. And you've missed some time in between. Don't let that continue. Don't allow yourself to go through this year regretting being able to do the things that God has called you to do because you didn't take the time out. We all get the same time in the day. And, you know, time is non-refundable. That's, you know, that is just one of my sayings. You know, we must be better stewards of our time. We must be better stewards of our time. We have no time to waste. If you're called to get up and God nudges you up in the morning at 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock, and between those times, you wonder why, use that time to pray. Use that time to meditate on God. Use that time to make declarations. Use that time to hear God. Use that time. I know it's hard because you roll out of bed. You're like, okay, Lord, what is it? Lord, okay, Lord, it's 3 o'clock and you got me up. Well, what you got me up for at 3 o'clock? And you're trying to get yourself together, but don't lose that time and moment with God, because that may be the only time that you can spend with God is between that time. So I know it's hard because you may get up at 6 o'clock and now you got to get the kids ready. You got to get the husband ready. You got to get yourself ready, girl. Girl, you got yourself ready to get ready for work. And you know, you running late and you got to be at work by 7. You got to be at work by 8 and you're up early. So you're doing those things. And for many of us, God wakes you up between those times because that's the time that you're still. That's the time that the Spirit begins to move. And that's the time that God speaks. So time is not refundable. So you may be saying, Elder Pam, what does this have to do with writing your vision? Because it's time. It takes time to write your vision. And this may be the time for you to write your vision and make it plain and get it right. So being good stewards of time is very important. In planning, one of the number one persons in the Word of God in the Bible that was a planner, many of you may not believe me, but I'm going to let you know and show you that this person was like the number one planner in the Word of God. And if we can't follow his example on planning, shame on us, because he set the plan. He set the foundation. All right. God, and this is our first nugget that we're going to talk about. God was the ultimate planner. Yes, God. You're like, what? God wasn't the ultimate planner because he just spoke things and things happened because he's God and he can do. He didn't need to plan anything. Yes, he did. God is the ultimate planner. And yes, he did plan things. If we go back to the beginning, I love the beginning. Because when we go back to the book of Genesis and we review the beginning, we understand a lot of things that are in the Word of God. So we go back to the beginning of Genesis because God was the ultimate planner. He is the ultimate planner. And if we go back in the beginning of Genesis, and that's Genesis, the first chapter where I'm going to take you to. And I believe it's Genesis, starting at the verse 26. We're really starting at the beginning because we're not going to read all that. I want you to go back and read it. But even in the beginning of the first chapter of Genesis, God begins to speak things and God things begin to come to pass. But he made a plan. His plan was to know where to put things. He planned out where to put the heavens and where to put the earth. He planned out where to put the sea. He planned out what animals go into the water and what animals are going to go on land. He planned out land. He planned out day. He planned out night. He planned out the vegetation. He planned out where this is going to go. What type of tree is going to grow this tall? What type of tree is not going to grow? What fish in the water is going to be big? What's going to be a whale size? What's going to be an itty bitty goldfish size? What he planned all that. He just didn't sit there and just do something. He planned. Because in the way we can tell that God planned, he did it each day. He had a plan. He planned each day of what he was going to do and how he was going to do it. So he didn't go in here and create the heavens and the earth in the beginning. And you know, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. So God was planning what he was going to do, what he was going to put in the sky, what he was going to, you know, which birds were going to fly in the sky and be able to soar like eagles and do these things. He planned all that. He was the ultimate planner. It says, in his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. And that is so important. Like I said, many people hate planning. They feel that when you plan something, as we said earlier, it never works. So why plan? But God was our ultimate planner. But what people don't know, as we said, that as planning was not only necessary, is biblical. A lot of times people would say, I'm going to let the Holy Spirit lead me and I don't need to plan anything because I'm a move in the Spirit of God and God is going to spirit and God is going to move and I'm working on the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to pray and la 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 la. We do all that stuff. And that is correct. The Holy Spirit will do just that. But the Holy Spirit is also a planner. It plans. It just doesn't always move willy-nilly. It moves and feeds off of what we do, what we pray about, what we are seeking God for, and the Holy Spirit begins to move. It's a planner. And the reason why I say plans, because sometimes the Holy Spirit don't move when we want to move. It moves when it wants to move because it's planning out things. It knows we're not ready at this time. So let me plan when I'm going to move in her life. Let me plan when I'm going to allow her to grow. Let me plan when I'm going to allow her to sit. See, God begins to plan. The Holy Spirit plans our whole life. we're planned. Everything is planned. So when we plan better, the Holy Spirit is in those plans. So yes, the Holy Spirit plans, but the Holy Spirit is in the plan. When we're following God and we're listening to God and we're doing what God is telling us to do, the Holy Spirit is in those plans, because the Holy Spirit is what's helping you to plan how you're going to do. Let me share. I'm going to stop writing a little tidbit with you guys that blessed me, because for a year, God had me in a planning mode. God began to shut down things. God began to speak to me and say, you know what? No more. You got to plan. I'm going to show you how to plan. And in planning, sometimes you feel alone because you're the only one that's hearing it. God is the only one that's talking to you. And that's true, because you're the one he gives a plan to. We talked about writing a vision. We're talking about vision. He gives you the vision. He doesn't give the vision to everybody else. He gives that vision to you. And the biggest thing that we do, girls, ladies, what mistakes we do, and we do it, all of us do it, is that we want to bring people with us. We want people to see the vision. We get excited about what God is doing in our lives, which is wonderful. And we want people to see what God is doing. But God is saying it's not for them. It's for you. I called you. They're not going to understand what God has called you to do. They're not going to know, because he's giving you the vision. He's giving you the outline so you can create the plan. He's giving you the plan. And a lot of times we want to bring people in, and we feel bad when we can't. And so I was in a season where God says, shut it down. You need to hear from me and not from man. This is a time where I need you to hear from me. This is was a time to plan. And so I'm going to let y'all know this. And many of you have probably done it. I began to plan things. He began to speak. I began to write. And I'm thinking, Lord, what am I going to do with this? I don't know how to do this. Why, you know, what? And in the spirit, with me and the Lord talk like that, you know. Lord, tell you, shut up and do what I tell you to do. I'm like, okay, Lord, really? Lord, I don't understand this. Why you got me planning this? I have no idea how to do this. I'd have no skills in this. But I listen to the Spirit of God. And many of you are probably writing now and you're listening now and you're at your table and you're saying, you know what, girl, I understand. I'm at that point too, where God is speaking and he's giving me stuff, because you have gifts within you that you don't even know that you have. You are called to things that you don't even know. And there's a time and a season for everything. And there's a time, and this may be your time in 2024, that God is about to manifest those things that he had hidden in you. So he's had you plan yourself. He's had you do some stuff in 2023 that you don't even understand, that you didn't even know what was going on. And you sitting there writing books that you don't even know. Some of you probably sitting there saying, I wasn't even good in English class. And the Lord had spoke to me, say, I need you to write a book. And you sitting there saying, wait a minute, Lord, my English and pronunciation ain't correct. My penmanship ain't right. You want me to write a book about what? And God began to speak, and he began to tell you and show you and have you plan things out. Some of you probably have done some things and it's not even finished. You started out doing it and you're like, okay, I ain't finished. You know, I'm doing this. Lord, you told me to get up and told me to do this thing. I've been writing this stuff for the whole year. I've been working on this project. I've been writing this business plan for the whole year, 2023. I have no idea what a business plan is. Don't know one. Don't know an accountant. But I'm doing what you told me to do, Lord. Because you're in the season of planning. Some of you are in the season of planning. Some of you want to persecute. Some of you want to jump ahead and get your business started. Some of you want to jump ahead and want to be in that calling. Some of you want to jump ahead and get that promotion. But God is saying, I need you to plan first. Where are you going to go? What you're going to do? How you going to get there? You can't just jump into something and you have no plan. You don't know how you're going to get from A to Z. You know you've been called, but you don't know what to do in between. And sometimes we jump the gun. And sometimes God has to say, you know what? I need you to be still. I need to speak to you. Because see, David was called. David was called at a young boy to be king as a shepherd. But David didn't just jump from the day he got called and anointed and jumped into be a king. No, there was some time and some preparation that God had to do. God had to do some planning to get David to where he needed to be as king. He wasn't ready to be king as a teenager. Ain't know nothing about kingship. Ain't know nothing. And he had to put him in a place where there was people that were in those positions that can teach him. So he had to plan David's steps to get to become a king. So he's planning your steps. Now, somebody that's listening right now, you've been frustrated. You've been worrying. You've been like, Lord, what's taking so long? Lord, why I can't do this? I'm ready, Lord. I'm ready. And God says, no, you ain't got no plan. We're going to plan out this thing because I'm going to plan the vision for you. I'm going to let you see the vision. You're not ready for the whole vision. You can't handle what I'm about to give you. So I got to do it in tidbits. So we're going to plan. We're going to write the vision. That's planning. We're going to make it plain so you can understand it before you can tell somebody else. Because many of you, God has given you stuff and you can't even explain it yourself. You don't even understand what you're doing yourself. And you can't tell nobody else. You can't write the vision and explain to somebody else what the vision is if you don't understand the vision. So God is saying, this is your season of plan. I need you to be still. I need you to stop talking. I need you to stop asking. And I need you to listen. I need you to put your big girl panties on. And I need you to listen because I'm about to show you this plan. I got this plan for you because who got the ultimate plan for your lives? God does. God plans our lives. He knows where he wants us to go. He knows what he wants. So he's planning our lives. He's planning our footsteps. He's planning what we need to do. And so that's what we have to look at. And we have to understand that God is planning this. So he's getting you into a mode of planning. So I jumped ahead myself, but that's okay because I wanted you to understand that you're in a season of planning and why you're in this season of planning. The Hebrew meaning of plan is thought, intention, and purpose. So God has a purpose for your life. God makes things he does intentional, and God puts you and you're a thought. And so, you got a plan. I want you to plan. I want you to get focused this year, 2024. I want you to be able to understand why God put you in the quiet mode. And it may take the whole year, 2024, to get you focused because many of you were off focus in 2023. And God says, this is no more in 2024. I need you to get focused. So this may be your year to sit. Your friend, your girlfriend, girl, your mama, your sister, you may look at them and they taking off, they soaring. And you're like, why not me? Because they were in their planning season already. Now you got to catch up and it's okay. You're in God's time, and this God's time is not our time. And don't feel like you're not where you need to be. A lot of times the flesh and the enemy will have us thinking, I should be way up here. Why am I always back here? And me and her, we came to Christ together. I brought her into Christ. I introduced her to Jesus. I got her saving. I've been helping her out, and she then took off and headed me, and I'm sitting back here. It's okay because it's not about that. And we have to stop allowing the enemy to make us think it's like part competition. It's not your time. God got a plan you because he got you for something bigger. He's got her for her season. He's got you for your season. What he has for you, there's some stuff he got to do in you that she can't handle. And we have to be able to lift each other up and encourage each other and motivate each other as sisters. This is what we're about here at She Shores. We're about the sisterhood. We're about lifting each other up. We're about carrying our sisters on our shoulders and encouraging her. We see her business moving. We're not getting nasty. We're not getting jealous. No, we encourage you. Let me promote your stuff. Let me encourage you because I know God has me in my plan this season, just as he had you in yours. And he's getting me ready. Okay. So that's what we're all about here. So planning is a big part of what God is performing and doing in your life. You know, the Bible, what does the Bible say about strategy and planning in Proverbs 16:1-3? We're going to jump and read that real quick. I don't want to run out of time with you guys, but Proverbs 16:1-3 says to man belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the reply of the tongue. I'm sorry. All a man's ways seem innocent to him, but motivates a weight by the Lord. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. Just that latter part, verse 3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. When you commit to the Lord, what you have, what are your desires? You know, a lot of people say, well, I do the plan. The Lord knows what. Yeah, he knows that. But he wants you to talk to him and tell him what you want. It's okay. I'm here to tell you, it's okay to ask the Lord for something. It's okay to talk to the Lord and have plans. It's okay to have a purpose and a vision, because we're talking about vision, because he's the one that gave you the vision, but he wants you to talk to him about it. He wants you to come and ask him about the vision. He wants you to come and say something, Lord, I got this plan, Lord. My desire is to buy a house and I want to buy this house. And God is saying, okay, good. Now I know what your heart's desire. Let's plan this together. Let's plan how we're going to execute you buying a house. Let's plan to see, I need you to focus on your credit. Check your credit out. Check your credit score. What do you need to do? Go study about buying a house. What kind of, so, you know, this is all about your planning. And God is in your plan. It says, commit to the Lord whatever you do. So whatever you do, when you commit it to God in your plans, commit to the Lord, whatever you do in your plans will succeed. So when you get focused and you begin to commit to the Lord, whatever it is that you desire to do, it will come forth. It will come to pass because you're committing to the Lord. And verse 9 in that same chapter, it says, in his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. So this is about planning. He wants you to plan so he can determine your steps. Some of you are trying to figure out why you ain't going nowhere and why you ain't doing nothing. You ain't committed no steps. How are you going to help you plan something? You ain't done nothing. Get off your butt. Stop talking about everybody. Stop worrying about what this person got. Stop talking, you know, they ain't getting you. It ain't fair. It ain't fair. I can't do that. No. Stop. No, girl, let me, girl, we are here to lift you up. Girl, no more. You ain't doing that this year. You going to plan because God has to order your steps. And he's not going to order your steps if there is no plan. You know, in his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his step. Talk to him. Plan what you want. Because when he sees us doing something, y'all, then he'll do something. Things are not falling out from the sky in your lap. God wants to see what you're going to do. You know, you can't just sit here and not do nothing. You have to do something. Get up this year and do something. You want to move to the next level in your life? Show God that you want to move to the next level in your life. Begin to plan what you're going to do this year so he can help guide your footsteps. You ain't giving him nothing to work with, girl. Let me tell you. You ain't going to be calling me. You ain't going to be talking about, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do this. And why I can't do that. And I'm sitting here like, look, well, what you doing to do it? What are you doing to do it? What are you doing? Are you planning something? You could talk about it, but you got to be about it. What are you doing? Because once you start to do something, then God begins to move and do his part. And that is so important when it comes to planning. So we're not going to hold you too long. We're going to close out. But I want you to get your chance. I want you to go and read Luke, the 14th chapter, verses 28 and 30, because we're on a time. And I want you to come back and I won't give you too much. And I want you to go and read Jeremiah 29:11. And I want you to read those things. And I want you to go back and read the scriptures that we talked about. And our main scripture is Habakkuk, the second chapter, because I'm all about writing that vision. And as we go through the series, we may talk a little bit about vision boards and how to get that going. Some of you probably say, oh my God, here we go. Yes, because you need to see things. A lot of times, like I tell my kids all the time, you have so many ideas in your head and that is wonderful, but you got to get them down on paper in order for things to manifest itself and things to happen. So that is important. So as we close out, and I thank each and every one for you for joining me. I thank you each and every one for you. And I want to give you a little activity real quick because I don't want my time to run out. But if it runs out, we'll go over the activity again next time we get together. And like I said, we're here every Monday morning at 8 a.m. You can catch us here. All right. She soars. She soars because we're going to soar in this 2024 year. We're taking it up to another level. And what I want you to do, some homework and some activities, and we'll talk about next week. Just go out there, go to the Dollar Tree, go to the store, buy you some post-it notes. When you buy those post-it notes, bring them next week. And we're going to go over what to do with those post-it notes. Get you post-it notes in different colors. Get you post-it notes. If you can't find different colors, get the regular colors, but get you some markers. Go to the dollar store and get you some markers. I'm going to talk to you about what you're going to do with those post-it notes, because I'm here to help you soar in 2024. And thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for coming on and so much. Go out there and buy me a coffee. Catch our YouTube channel called She Soars. We're on YouTube. Buy us a coffee and we're going to do this thing together. I'm not going to leave y'all behind, girl. Go on to work. Get them kids up. Cook you some breakfast, grab your coffee, and until next time, I love you, and I'll see you again. Bye-bye.